Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
So we wanted to talk in our industry review about glamping and the outdoor experiences, because they've become big business in recent years as more people look for ways to disconnect from busy lives and reconnect with nature. From luxury tents and unique outdoor accommodation to premium outdoor gear and equipment, the great outdoors economy continues to grow. Delighted to talk to three people with a vested interest and a genuine interest in this subject. Delighted to be joined by John Brennan, the Managing Director of Dumquina Manor down there in West Cork, and Kerry Border. John, you're welcome. Wendy Reardon, owner of Pitched Perfect, is also with us, as is Ken Costigan, the co-owner and co-director of the Great Outdoors and Columbia store in Dublin. And Ken, I might start with you as the man who provides the clothing for all this. Your business used to be on Chatham Street for years. You moved over to George's Street.
Yeah.
And it's been, you've never looked back.
No. Our old building was very higgledy piggledy up and down. We had the basement, we had upstairs, downstairs. It was all over the place. It was very old. It was leaky. Our new building was just bricks when we got it, and so it's allowed us to maybe get ahead of the curve a bit. We've put in big heat pumps and everything. All our lights are on PIRs and all the things that you wish you'd do now.
Yeah.
We managed to do ahead of time. The footfall is so much better.
Is it?
So much better, yeah.
Tell us then about, I suppose, the marketplace, outdoor clothing, our love of the outdoors, people hiking, camping, just getting out there. They all need suitable apparel, let's call it.
Yeah, definitely.
So your Columbia store, your Great Outdoors, is how important are brands in this space?
Well, we're all about brands.
Yeah.
Everything we sell is branded. And we buy a lot from different manufacturers. It allows us to choose better ranges and stuff. Columbia store is probably more urban hiking and around the mountain. People want to get into it, which is a lot of young people now. And that's what you're saying. It's really, really becoming popular. People are looking outside. They see other people doing it and they want to do it. That's a really kind of an entrance into outdoors. And Great Outdoors, we're there 50 years this year. And well done.
That's great.
We've kind of gotten good at it.
Yeah.
And we're really about customer service. So we have a lot of people coming into us looking for our advice. And so that allows us to pick our brands very, very carefully. And it's exciting for us.
Like,
okay, we're all gear whores, if you like, and we like gear. So it gets us to go around the world and pick the best stuff.
Good job. John Brennan from Dumquina, you're very welcome. Good to talk to you again, John.
How are you?
I'm great. You've often said that glamping is misunderstood. Difference between simply putting tents in a field and creating a genuine luxury glamping experience. Maybe you might just walk me through your views on that.
It's funny now, because Ken mentioned the word in relation to his original property, which was leaky.
Yeah.
And leaky and glamping have nothing in common anymore, and the market doesn't wear that. And that's where glamping has come into its own, because there's a tiredness of the bathroom on the left, the wardrobe on the right, the double bed, the two bedside lockers, then the small little armchair and the mirror over the dressing table and a window, as being a hotel experience. And there's a tiredness of that within a certain element of the market that wants something different, but they don't want to drop standard. And that's where the glamorous camping has come in. And I think Ireland has taken that wholeheartedly on board, and rightly so, because we have the environment, despite the winter we're after having now. But we generally have the environment that is very well suited for people who, and that desire to get out into the freshness and breathe.
Yeah.
And that's really the basis of it. There's a whole bigger picture in going back to P.B. Doyle and the creation of mass, the ability to cater for mass tourism in Ireland. But that's a conversation for a different day.
Yeah. And in terms of your own business, John, how many glamping opportunities do you have on the site down there?
opportunities. You have all the lingo, so you have. We can sleep 84 people on the grounds in Drumquina through a mix of what I call hardtop accommodation, potting sheds, courtyard muses, bolt holes and blackberry lodges, things of that nature, which are really, really gorgeous, luxurious rooms, but on their own space in the middle of 40 acres. And then we have 14 tents, 7 double tents and 7 family tents. And then we have a hideaway, which is a really gorgeous tent that sits in its own grounds with its own private entrance and a balcony and all that up there.
So it's a combination of various pods and tents, and the customer can choose what they'd like.
And also, which is important in it as well, is that you don't have to cook. And that's an important element of the experience for Drumquina. Because generally speaking, you have 3 or 4 people going away. You have mum, dad and kids, whatever the case would be. And dad really wants to go camping with the kids because he remembers the Boy Scouts in Larch Hill years ago. And he's delighted. And the mother's up to 90 because she doesn't want to sleep in a tent. And if you look after the family as a whole and every one of them have a good restaurant on site, have a bar, have a good cocktail list, have a good wine list, then we tick boxes for everyone. And that's how we've done it in Drumquina.
And tell me this before I bring in Wendy, our next guest. Are you allowed cook down there? What if you want to cook? That's allowed, is it? There's not too many rules.
We have a full kitchen, which is fully stocked. And we also have 4 barbecue areas where people can cook with a central area with a pit fire. But you don't have to if you don't want.
Good man. All right. Stay with us, John. I want to introduce Wendy Reardon. She's the owner of Pitch Perfect. Thanks for waiting so long, Wendy. Great to talk to you. Remind us about your offer, your glamping for festival and events. I know you go to festivals, but you also have your own events.
Yeah, that's right. How are you, Bobby? Thanks
I'm great.
Having me
and
on again.
I was down with you before and I remember right. being very impressed.
Thank you. Yeah, so we kind of have the two offerings. We're like a mobile hotel where we do glamping at festivals and events throughout the country. So we'd be all about a scale and making sure that we have enough tents of all different types and varieties and sizes to suit all people in all pockets, going from a standard small tent right up to the luxury glamping bell tents that we have with.
I note that you've got 600 to 800 tents at your disposal.
Yeah.
That's a huge
amount
of tents.
It's a huge amount of tents, absolutely.
So you store all those and you have them ready for action whenever they're.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
what
would be the average size of these tents?
Well, our most popular tents would be the 5 meter canvas bell tents.
How many people does that fit?
Well, you could fit probably 2 to 6 people in it comfortably. Right. We tend to kind of limit it to that size.
Two to six.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a very different experience.
Yeah, it is.
If it's two or if it's six.
Exactly. Well, our gorgeous two-person luxury suites comes with electricity, your own private toilet, hot water or hot electric blankets and all that niceties for your glamping for your festival weekend, which is really special. Yeah.
How do you see the market then, Wendy? John mentioned there about, hotel standards, but not a hotel.
Yeah.
So all these things like, electricity, electric blankets.
Yeah.
Let's call them home comforts.
Comforts, yeah.
Are they really what you need to incorporate into a glamping experience?
I think there's a market for that within the festival glamping experience. Some people like to just come, have the basic tent. They just don't want to have the hassle of putting it up themselves. And then others want to come and they want the full luxury experience of glamping in the festival. So they're, they want their creature comfort. So there's a market for both and we cater for both of those. And then in our own private glamp sites that we have for Electric Picnic, we run Stradbally Glamping, which is an off-site glamp site, and we shuttle people in and out to Electric Picnic.
Very clever to get in on the coattails of Electric Picnic.
We have a private bar and everything there as well, so it works well.
And how far are you from Electric Picnic?
It's about 5 minutes in the shuttle bus.
So only down the road?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, and you've got all the facilities there to just...
Yeah. So
and how
we
many
have
people
all...
would you have, say, during Electric Picnic?
I'd say this year we're probably going to close to about 1,500 people.
Wow.
Yeah, shuttle it. They love it. They love the concept of getting away from the mayhem.
I didn't
realise. Yeah.
That's serious.
And we have our nature spa with our hot tubs and sauna and massage therapists and hairdressers. So, yeah.
Back to you, Ken. In terms of John's business and Wendy's business, do you sell into that trade? Like, do people come into you and say, I'm going glamping this weekend, can you give me X,
yes.
Y, and Z?
Yes, they do. It's not really our business, I suppose. And yes, they do. Around festival time, I was saying to Wendy earlier, we always get the panickers, the last minute guys looking for air beds and stoves and all that kind of stuff. Some of the glamping sounds awfully nice, I have to say. when I picture some of the places I've been camping, it sounds very nice.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, we're a lot more into carrying your tent and your sleeping bag with you and finding a nice serene little spot somewhere and where there aren't lots of other people. And we do family camping as well, but not to that scale. The family tents we sell would be more out of the back of your car. Still bringing the dad who remembers the Scouts, as John said. And they probably were our customers when they were in the Scouts.
Yeah. And the camper van business, again, is one that's taken off since COVID. So they're all people who'll be buying stuff off you.
Yeah, definitely. And we do sell a lot of stuff, maybe in their realm. We sell really, really nice dinnerware and stuff, but that folds up really, really small, goes into little pouches. And
yeah. John, back to you. In terms of who the market is, it sounds very broad. When you talk about families, you talk about individuals. How do you market the experience?
If word of mouth, predominantly.
Okay.
And America, funnily enough, in recent years has become a stronger market for us. About 8% of our business now would be American, which when we opened in 2012, if we saw an American, we thought they were lost. But the overseas market has grown considerably. And that's interesting as well, because they're doing a mix of experiences when they come. Traditionally, when Myrtle Allen and Ballymaloe or Mercyhonor started touring tourism, and you hopscotched from country houses all up and down the West Coast, and that's what the market bought, and put us on the market for that kind of touring tourism as opposed to destination tourism. Today, I'm seeing people coming, and they're coming to us from Cork, and they might be staying in the Montanati, and then they come to us, and then they go on up to Gregan's Castle or someplace.
Yes.
And it's a mix of accommodation that they could go to Castle or in Dingle. There's a mix of accommodation in their overall experience of visiting Ireland, which is really, really interesting and great, because it shows that there's an interest in the type of accommodation that, and experience that we're offering now compared to back in 2012, the novelty of it was the market. We still have customers. We have a girl getting married next year who holidayed every year in 2012, 13, 14 in Kenmare with her parents. And she's actually coming back to get married next year. That's the first wedding we've had out at glamping.
Yeah.
But it's certainly growing, and it's an interest. And as all the contributors have said, it's the experience of something different, and it's the freshness of it that is the appeal. And it's right across the board. It's not age dominant by any means. It's spread. So you have your young couples, you have your young families, you have your... Actually, I stayed in Caboo up in Cavan 3 weeks ago. I'd never been, wanted to go and stay. They run at 85% occupancy in chalets, in lodges throughout the woods. And their main market would be couples, elderly couples with dogs.
Wow.
And there was loads of them there the week we were there. So there's a whole range of different markets out there. And glamping seems to kind of get like 5% of them all, and that's all we want.
And I think it's really interesting that you say that, you know, you become part of a scheduled itinerary for a group of Americans, and you fit in perfectly with their experience in the Montanati or wherever they're coming from and going to. I think that says there's a real opportunity in the space. Let me go back. Sorry, John. Yeah.
It just adds another feather to the product that is Ireland.
Yeah.
And once the quality of that is good, we're all singing off the same hymn sheet. So it's good for everyone.
Wendy, when we look at the business like yourself, you sort of learned as you went along. I think you had to maybe readapt the product for the market.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
We've been lots of pivoting around.
Yeah. So where do you see it now, and where do you see it going, like your own business?
Yeah, so the festival scene has kind of changed a little bit in Ireland since we spoke last. There's fewer independent festivals. There's, you know, a lot of them, I think, have... COVID did a lot of damage that never brought a lot of the festivals back, or they couldn't recover fully after them. So
so you're dealing with a smaller amount of events now?
Smaller amount of events, and unfortunately, a lot of UK glamping providers are kind of coming in on the coattails, all the tails of the promoters and stuff. So we're in with Forest Fest, which is one of Ireland's largest independent festivals in Ireland, and then other small ones like Greenfields Festival, and there's some Farming for Nature, and the smaller festivals are kind of coming out. But because we have our own things running then in the background as well with Strably Glamping for the EP Offsite Glam Site, and I have Nourish and Flow, a women's wellness festival running as well, which is bringing in the great outdoors and glamping for women who don't necessarily want to stay in a hotel. They want to experience something different for the weekend too. Yeah. So we've kind of made our own business, not having to rely on festivals, and we do corporate gigs and stuff too.
And like many businesses, that is the secret, is it not? Yeah. To have multiple revenue streams, not to be dependent on festivals,
100%, 100%.
So that you just have to mix and match and make sure that there are other income streams that you can turn on when others dry up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important for us to become independent and come up with our own ideas for our own events to run as well, 100%.
Yeah. Last quick word to you, Ken. You're 50 years on the go. Business is good. The outdoor clothing apparel market, strong and steady.
Yep.
You're optimistic.
I definitely am. I see a lot of young people now in our business. And traditionally, we had a lot of, let's say, slightly older customers. And I see a lot of young people now really interested.
Future's so bright, you got to wear shades. Thanks to my guests, Wendy Reardon, John Brennan and Ken Costigan.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you all so much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.